South Africa, can you share your additional language? Yeah, thank you. I see EU. EU has the floor.
Chairperson, and we're still analyzing this second paragraph. Unfortunately, I have a similar worry in the sense that if this is all attributed explicitly to the speakers, saying that according to Professor Barreto, this and this and this, then I won't discuss it. But I can also not endorse a number of elements that were brought up last week by some of the experts. And for example, I remember on the last bit, colonialism has been replaced by neocolonialism and is embedded in today in trade and investment regimes that recreate imperialism. From the discussion, I remember that implicitly we were also talking about the role that the World Bank and the IMF play today, and this is an ongoing discussion indeed, but I cannot agree to it as European Union at this point. I have no mandate to agree to that viewpoint. And that brings me back to a bit the methodological difficulty that we're having today. I understand that we should not be renegotiating what the experts said. What they said is on their behalf and should be reflected in the report for sure. And we should not add elements that they didn't say. But at the same time, not everything that came up last week is our position, therefore. That remains the problem. And again, the way it is phrased here, for example, in the beginning, the 19th century concept of race is central to international law. A sentence like that needs context. The topics were brought up last week, all of them. But the difficulty is that, in a sense, you're inviting us to agree on this text, and that is beyond my mandate.